Hello, this is Danielle Jaworwiecka with the BBC News. Negotiators from Britain and the European Union are holding what could be the final day of talks on a post-Brexit trade deal, with the prospect of the two sides reaching an agreement fast receding. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the BBC the EU had to move on key areas for a deal to be reached.
We said a week ago, we must leave no stone unturned. I spoke to the negotiating team first thing this morning. They've been hard at it. There's all sorts of technical conversations going on. But what really matters is the political will, which is why the conversation between Ursula von der Leyen and the Prime Minister is so important. Will the EU move on the two key issues, level playing field, control of our own laws, and fisheries? If there is the will to do that, then actually there's progress that can be made.
The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and head of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen are due to speak around lunchtime. Chancellor Merkel has announced tighter coronavirus restrictions that will apply across Germany over the holiday period after reaching agreement with all 16 states. Non-essential shops and schools will close from Wednesday until at least the 10th of January. Households will only be able to invite up to four other people from close family circles for 3 days over Christmas, but not for New Year. The sale of fireworks for New Year's Eve will be banned. The Afghan Defence Ministry says more than 60 Taliban fighters have been killed in fierce fighting with security forces in the southern province of Kandahar. The two sides are involved in peace negotiations. Here's Anbarasan Etirajan.
The Afghan security forces have launched a heavy air and ground assault to repel Taliban advances in at least five districts surrounding the city of Kandahar. Local residents said the fighting continued several hours through the night. The defense ministry says Taliban has suffered heavy losses, but there are no details of government casualties. Elsewhere in Kandahar, in the district of Argandab, residents said at least seven members of a family, including four children, were killed in airstrikes. On Saturday, several rockets hit the capital, Kabul, killing one person and disrupting operations at the international airport for a few hours.
Indonesian police say they've arrested a senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked Jamaah Islamiyah network for his alleged role in a series of deadly bombings on the resort island of Bali in 2002. Celia Hatton reports.
The Bali bombings killed 202 people from 23 countries. The Indonesian authorities say the man they arrested without incident on Sunday, Zulkarnain, was the militant group Jamaah Islamiyah's military leader. He's been on Indonesia's most wanted list for 18 years. His terror cell is also thought to be responsible for a 2003 bombing at the Marriott Hotel in Jakarta that killed 12 people.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC.